Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. This is Gary L. Wimmer coming to you from Austin, Texas on Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. And it is Monday, February 2nd, 2015. And if you add those together, it's the magical number 3. So maybe it's a good day for manifestation and so forth. Good to have you folks with us tonight. I'm pleased to have as my co-host tonight, the one and only Miss Dina Flanagan. And before I say anything about myself, I want to let Dina introduce herself to you and tell you a little bit about herself. Dina?
Hi. How you doing,
Hi.
Gary?
Oh, good, 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 girl, compared to the world.
Yeah, no, I know. We got like 3-4 feet of snow here we've been digging out of.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I have been doing readings for over 28 years, and I do psychic readings, medium readings, and healing work. And I've been on the Psychic Gone Wild for 3.5 years, or almost 4, I think. And,
all right.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to reading with you tonight, Gary.
Oh, it's a pleasure, my dear. What inspired you to get into this sort of field or art? People always ask me, so I ask you. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I was born with a gift, but I didn't really know what it was until I was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And in my 20s, I was going through some big life changes, and kind of the right people came into my life to make me use my gift, so to speak, and literally make me. And was another psychic friend of mine, and he kind of took me under his wing and said, you're gonna read, and you're gonna read for a lot of people. And I'm like, no, I'm not. And so I haven't looked back since, really. I mean, I started immediately going on radio, you know, radio stations, and doing psychic fairs and reading on cruise ships and, just doing all kinds of things. I started out big instead of small. And so
why not?
I just said, yeah, it was fun. So I've been doing it all these years, and I love it. I love helping people. It's fun.
Yeah, it is. I grew up with 6 brothers, 2 older, very dominant, double and a triple Sagittarius, born exactly a year apart to the hour. And then me, a Scorpio, came along, and then 4 other brothers. So I kind of learned to be a peacemaker at a young age so I wouldn't be trampled on by my older brothers. And in 19, it's true, and in the late 60s, kind of like you, Dina, a lady actually did a horoscope for me and kind of blew me away. I was an electrical engineer at the time, and she told me a lot of stuff about myself. And I was, having grown up Catholic, I was always trying to figure out what this thing about God really was. So she turned me on to a lot of psychics, and I started reading about them. And she also told me I had a lot of natural ability. So I started giving readings in the early 70s. In 1977, I had the most incredible experience. I had a near-death experience, and people didn't talk about it much then. I didn't know what to call it even. I didn't know people had those. I wrote a book about it called A Second in Eternity. It's quite an interesting book, and I found out the other day that it's my book and myself got featured on Dr. Eben Alexander's website, Eternea. So Yeah, I was quite honored about that. He liked my book and decided to put it up there. So in 1980, I met a lady who did readings by lithomancy. I'd never seen it before. I was curious. She taught me her method, and I started using it from 1980 till today. And I'll do some readings tonight for you folks with lithomancy. Basically, it boils down to real quick. I use 16 stones, 10 planet stones, sun through Pluto, and 6 personal stones, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And when you say drop over the phone, I drop them into this, just onto this little cloth, and read them like a clock for 12 weeks. So that's the basic system. It's a very interesting system, and I wrote a book about it called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones, and that's Lithomancy, Lithomancy. You can find out about Dina and about me on Psychics Gone Wild. And when you folks go to Psychics Gone Wild, on the left side there is a Contact Us. Be sure and fill out your info. Let us know, because Crazy Jethro and gives away a lot of prizes. Everything, T-shirts to books to mugs. So go sign up on PsychicsGoneWild.com. Go ahead.
You know what's interesting, Gary, is that, before this show, or before I even knew you, and because I've known you for several years now, I went to a friend's house, and she started doing the lithomancy. And she goes, oh, I learned about it from this book, and it's great, and we're all doing it. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. She's like, yeah, it's the only book out there on lithomancy. And I'm like, oh, how cool is that? And we all got into it and that. And then here we are. There we are reading together. I'm like, no way.
Really? Was it my book?
Yeah, it was your book.
Oh,
yep.
Really? I'm honored.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know.
So I knew you before I knew you.
Well, actually, in 1997, to the day on the 20th anniversary of my near-death experience, I was telling people about it. I was living in Europe. A bunch of bartenders I was about to play that night. And they said, you ought to write about it. So I started writing about it. Now, the lithomancy book, in about 2001, I was curious how other people did it. I was actually just searching all of the websites and trying to read, and I couldn't find anything written about it. Palmistry, Tarot, whatever, there's runes, there's hundreds of books, but nothing on how to read stones. So that's when I decided to write it. It was almost by default, because I couldn't find anything about it.
Oh, well, thank you for writing it.
Hey, I am too, because of the lady who taught me. She had a couple classes and taught a couple people, but they kind of gave up. So I wanted to keep the art alive. I really do. It's incredibly interesting art. And it's interpreting symbolism, which is basically the basis of just about every human art, including interpreting your dreams. A lot of symbolism. So having said that, check Dina and I out at actually the correct English would be check Dina and me out at PsychicsGoneWild.com. Hey, I'm trying to, when I hear myself back, I realize I sound more Texan than I want to. So I'm trying to not quite talk like this, like we're getting habit down here talking like this, and I try not to talk like this. So I'm going to try to speak. When I lived in Europe, I learned to, I spoke very clear English because I was around a lot of English folks. So having said all that, Dina, good to be with you. And we're going to start off the night with area code 216. Are you with us, 216?
I am.
Who are we speaking with?
My name's Sharon, Gary. How are you?
Sharon, how are you, girl? We're doing pretty good, aren't we?
Good. Hi, Dina.
I'm going to let Dina throw some magic cards on you. Okay, Sharon?
Okay. Well, Sharon, what do you want to know tonight? Do you have a question?
Oh, yes. Am I going to be landing a job soon? If you can pick up a timing or anything on it. I've been contracting.
I'm feeling like that there will be something coming in April. And not that you can't work before then, but something that
permanent.
Is more, yeah, for you, that, something that you want. So something more permanent. I feel it more toward April, and I feel like you might pick up a little something before then, but don't worry about it, because I feel like you're going for something specific. Is that true?
You're right. I am. Yes.
Yeah. And so that's why that specific part will be a little bit later. So you know, don't worry about it. Hold out for what you want, because
I know
it will come to
telling
you.
Me that. I know. My finances are going to be okay. You don't see anything bad in there, don't you? I've been, I'm making it, but believe me, by petting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, because I'm seeing that this is your path. So when you're on your true path, or when you're on your path, you know, God does provide. So, like I said, if you have to take a little whatever side job, small job, that's okay, or a little whatever.
I know.
And that's okay, because you will make it through. It's not that far away, and I feel like that you. We're going to go on a few more interviews. Excuse me, and then someone is going to really, you know, like you, and but it might take a while. That's why I'm seeing that it might take a while. So I feel like, you know, in other words, someone could interview, but it might be that the position might not be open for a little while. So I'm feeling like that you have to. They're telling me that you need to hold in there, hang in there, and keep going for what you want. Don't give up on that, because from there, I feel like they're telling me that you you want to go, like this is just the start. You want to go even further, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
And you know, further along with what you're going for.
I'll just
and
take one
so,
step at a time. How's that? But go on, tell me.
Yeah, that's right. One step at a time. So they're saying that definitely you're on the right track, and to keep with it and to keep the faith, because it is coming.
Okay. Thank you, Dina, so much.
You're welcome, and best of luck to you, and let us know.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, and I was kind of feeling the same thing. I really was, exactly what Dina was talking about. And don't worry. I feel you worrying a lot, and it's understandable. It's human.
I know. Okay.
But so is learning to not worry. So is learning to trust. That's human, too. So work a little more on that. Lighten up, girl. Let your miracles happen sooner rather than later. You know?
Okay.
I wrote a song recently, and it has a line in there. It says, we can sit around thinking, let's see what happens, but here today, make happen what you dream of, and let your dreams come your way. So make it happen for yourself, girl. Hope that
Thank
helps
you,
my dear. Yeah,
Thank
stay
you,
inspired.
Dina. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have it.
Cut off a little quick there. Sorry on the draw. By the way, if we're going to try and get to as many folks as you can. Don't call back in. Stay online. We have you in the order that you called in, so stay with us. This is area code 727. Are you with us, 727?
Oh, yes, I am. And I kind of like your Texas accent.
Well, my dear, I can get real. Y'all don't know how hokey I can get down here hearing these guys down here talk. That,
yes, sir.
So I will try to talk like someone who doesn't
quite
sound.
No, I was
sound
just, I'm just playing with you.
Like
what's your name? That's right.
My name is Joanne.
Joanne, see, you have that Texas name. All the folks down
really?
Here have Billy Bob, Joanne, Tony Lou.
Well, I guess that's a good thing, huh?
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose it is.
Yeah, I just want to know if there's anything exciting coming up in my life.
Well, I'll tell you what, if it's okay with you, I'll just do you a general reading.
Okay,
and,
that's fine.
If Dina wants to pull some cards out while I'm doing this, and you get a quick double shot for your first couple folks, and then we'll probably alternate a little bit more. So stay with me. I'm trying to get this. Okay. So all you have to do, Joanne, when it feels good, is just say drop one time very clearly.
Drop.
Okay. Wow, this is interesting. Hold on, I'm going to have to get, one stone fell off the table here.
Oh, no.
Interesting. I'll explain what this means to you.
I got too much energy going out there.
Well, yeah, in a sense, and you're, how do I say it? You're not realizing that you're right in the center, right where you need to be right now. It's not somewhere else. It's right here, right in front of you. And that's exactly what it feels like. You're sort of preparing yourself in these next couple weeks to really start expanding, believing, creating, making good decisions. You've got a lot of luck in love, even if it hasn't been that way in the past. You're starting off with a like a fresh feeling of hopes, dreams, love, feeling good about stuff. That doesn't, it doesn't, you don't turn yourself around completely overnight. But I feel like you're really ready for this process. It's almost like you've made this promise to yourself and you're waiting for it to come true. And I'm saying bring it to yourself. Just allow yourself to feel very creative and optimistic. Because in this first couple of weeks, as you do, you're going to find that a lot of your concerns about things are going to start to dissipate. They really are. And that's what's going to start your magic in your life on so many different areas, whether it's commitment or plans or emotions, things about relationships and plans for the future. So you've got a lot of good things that are going to happen to you. Don't be sure and put the horse before the cart and deal with the day you have right now.
Okay.
And as I was saying a minute ago, let your, make happen what you dream of so your dreams can come to you. And with this stone outside that I went and picked up, it's the sunstone. It has to do with power. So you feel like you're completely powerless and everything's kind of going on around you. And I'm suggesting enough of that insanity. Start seeing yourself as going to almost like make yourself the source of fresh inspiration for not only yourself, but for other people. And if you can do it for yourself and other people, you can sell yourself great, whether it's job, love, erasing these complications you've been through that are still kind of lingering around, issues that need resolution, probably about love. But that's all going to come about when you make a fresh change here in the first couple of weeks. Bring love back into you in all its reasons and all its aspects. Does that make sense to you, dear?
Yes, it does.
Good. God bless
you,
my
dear. Yes, it does. Thank you very, very much.
You too, Joanne. You have a good day, my dear.
You too.
All right. And again, I'm going to try to not talk to Texan. We have 832 on with us. 832, are you with us?
Hello.
Hello. Yes, who are we speaking with?
Prince Smith out of Houston, Texas.
Lance, is that correct?
No, Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E, like Prince of Persia.
P-R-I-N-C-E, okay, Prince. We've talked to you a couple times before, but I'm going to let Dina throw a little bit of magic on you. Dina, this is Prince. All right.
Hi, Prince. How are you?
All right, well. Could you tell me, can I get a love reading? What do you say love wise coming my way?
Well, my sense is that you need to kind of work on yourself a little bit before a good one comes in, or one that's meant for you. I mean, you can draw them in and you can pull them in, but they're not the right ones. So I feel like you need to do some more work on yourself, with yourself, not look for that right now, and just kind of go into kind of what you need, what you want. Build yourself up. Start to bring in lots of good energy into yourself, because I feel like that you got, when I see you, I see like this energy that's just kind of tired and dragging. And so that's what you kind of need to get rid of, because as long as you have that, that's what you're going to draw in a love life. So you don't want that. So I think you need to work just a little bit longer on yourself, and then somebody will come in that's matching your energy vibration. And that will, and I'm feeling like that's more toward the fall of this year, fall into the winter. Again, that doesn't mean you can't date somebody or somebody can't come into your life, but what I'm sensing and what I'm reading from your energy is that you are not quite ready. You're almost there. So you just got that little bit more work to do. And then what will happen, it's like attracting moths to a flame, because anybody is drawn to that better energy, that higher energy, that good vibration energy. So you just have to bring your energy up a bit higher, and then all of a sudden you'll see a difference. You'll see that start to draw in, more of what you want, and that's what I'm feeling for you. So I feel like it will be around the fall. That's what I'm feeling. So what I would do until then is just spend some time on, working with yourself and bringing your energy up and enjoying life is what I'm saying. You need to learn first enjoy yourself and life, and then that person's going to come in for you.
Yeah, I already kind of experienced a little bit of heartache. Yeah, but mm-hmm. it was my own fault. It was, I guess, like mm-hmm. you said, I wasn't ready. But the only person that I am passionate about, and I don't know if you like, do I have to like give you her name or something? Because I mean, I am passionate about her, and she started off as being real passionate about me too. We started off on a really good level, and it just went downhill. I don't know if it was finances, or if it was some kind of like something stress related, work related, money related, or what. What would your answer be?
Gary, can you translate?
I kind of agree with what Dina was saying, Prince. It's not one reason. There can be a lot of reasons. People go their different ways. There could be one reason. There could be a very obvious reason. There could be an unknown reason. But bottom line, you can't make other people love you. You can't make other people just do anything, really. You can beg. You can plead. You can vote. You can be their best friend. You can affect them and influence them, but you can't make them. The only person you can make to stand up to high standards is yourself. And as Dina was saying, that's really important, because I can even feel it in your voice. You're not projecting with the confidence that you should. So process what you can make about yourself that's really great, and start working on that. And the women will come, the money will come, the job, everything will work right when you start really energizing yourself, really using techniques. You know, if you get tired, do things. If you want to learn. In other words, everything you feel deficient in, add to yourself. Because you can turn around your own lack of confidence quicker than you believe if you work on it, just like you can learn piano quicker than you believe if you work on it. Does that make sense to you, Prince?
Yeah, I love both of you guys. I really do.
Well, God bless you, brother. Have a good, happy Valentine's Day, and fall back in love with everything you got, not what you don't have. Okay?
Okay, and my birthday is 3 days after Valentine's Day. I'm a Pisces.
Well, good. Have a good birthday and have a good Valentine's Day, brother.
Okay, brother. Love you.
All right.
Love you.
Bye.
Oops. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling in. And we are moving down the line here. I didn't mean to cut you off a minute ago. Dina, I was going to have you say something else to Joni, so my apologies.
No, that's fine. I just couldn't hear that whole last thing he said, so I was like, but no, I wish him the best, and he'll get there. You'll get there. You will. You have to start, like Gary said, loving yourself first.
Amen. One day at a time. That's all you have, is one day at a time, one moment at a time. Use that one well, and the next one will fall into play. Having said that, we are with 770. Are you with us, 770?
Hello, Gary. Hello.
Hello,
Hello, Gary and Dina. This is Maddie.
Hi.
What's
your name?
I'm open to whatever you guys can tell me.
Mary? Mary, is that correct?
No, Maddie.
Maddie. Okay,
yes.
Maddie. Well, I'll tell you what, if you like, I'll give you a 3 month reading, cover a bunch of general things. Would you be interested in that?
That'd be great. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Of course, both Dina and I can do a lot more when we do a full reading. When we do it over the just in a couple minutes, we can only cover a couple issues. You folks are interested in more, let us know. You can contact us through our websites, through Dina Flanagan, through Gary Wimmer, GaryWimmer.com, GaryWimmer.com, or Psychics Gone Wild. And having said that, Maddie, I've been charging these stones up. Go ahead, Dina.
Oh, no, I was just saying, you know, I don't think people realize, but these mini readings are great. You know, they kind of skim the surface, but, boy, what you get in a full reading is amazing. It's tenfold. And
oh, absolutely.
You can really dig deep and get to the heart of the matter and get more answers. And, oh, they're amazing. So I encourage anybody to get a full reading from any one of us.
Okay.
Really, it does matter. And probably some of the psychics, or most of them, I don't know. I know I record them and email a link to download it. So, in other words, Maddie, while we've been talking, I've been charging these stones up, my dear. And all you have to do is say drop whenever it feels right.
Drop.
Okay. Boy, you got a lot of things going on all at once right now. They seem to be kind of pulling you in all sorts of directions. Things about your place, about love, about relationships, about starting over, and about moving ahead with a lot of plans. So sometimes when there's a lot of craziness or confusion or a lot happening at once, it really opens up fresh possibilities that we wouldn't have discovered had everything just been going nice and tame and controllable. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yes. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these changes that seem rather, everything's connected to everything else, things about love, things about even communication, because that's what you're going to improve on a lot in this three-month period, decision-making and communication. So as you go through these first couple of days and week, feel inspired by what can come out of change, how it can redirect you, how it can give you a new sense of almost redefining yourself and redefining how you want things to happen and how you want to communicate and how you want to sort issues out about love and about place and so forth. And as you go through these first couple of weeks, every time you feel like the old or the difficult or the heavy or the confusing getting in your way, kind of consciously move that out of the way so you can move back to this inspiration, this new feeling that you want to get more clarity on issues. And this becomes sort of a new template for you in the first couple weeks, because you go from kind of having confusion and things pulling you different directions to being able to actually sort them out and make good decisions here in the next couple weeks. And it brings you back to this feeling of being like now you can think of long-term plans. It helps you with commitments. It helps you with work. And it helps you, especially by the 7th and 8th and 9th week, toward like recovering from a lot of things that have been kind of battering you around, and recognizing how much you've reorganized your life in spite of the stuff that has recently knocked you off course and caused a bunch of confusion. Because from the 9th to the 12th week, things about men, things about direction, things about optimism are certainly increasing. And beyond this three-month period, you're going to find a lot of new power and direction for yourself, because you're having to sort things out in this first couple of weeks. And that helps you like come to new ways of resolving issues and making decisions. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
It was right on. Fantastic.
Good, my
yes,
dear. Good, my
yes.
dear. Well, tune back in, unless, Dina, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I get the same, like when you were talking about that and I'm picking up her vibrations, it's like I get these same like good feelings, these good vibrations, so that you're headed in the right direction, and you just got to keep reaching for that and going for that, because when you get there, you're going to see a big change in life. You're going to see a lot of things, like it's almost like removing the blockages that've been in your way. They're going to kind of like move out and move away. And it's a new level for you, a new energy level, a new level of life. And it's much better than what you've been experiencing, because you've had a lot of, you know, like trials and tribulations along the way and kind of some tough stuff to have to deal with. So, but all that is part of the character building and where you have to go. So take all that stuff that you have gone through and use it to turn it into positive on where you're going, you know, like you learn from the school of life. And if you do that, I also see you helping people. I
mm-hmm.
feel like you're going to be helping people. So,
oh, wow. That is
yeah.
that's interesting, because I'm mentoring someone now.
Yeah, I feel
nice.
The same thing. Healing ability yeah. you have.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So keep it up. You're going in the right direction, and it's a great place to go.
Thank you. Yes, you guys was great. Fantastic.
Well,
God
bless you, Maddie.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have a good night.
I will. Can I listen?
Oh, yeah, well, you can listen. We're not going to cut you off. We're just going to cut your mic off. But you're still on the show, my dear.
Okay.
And we love to have you folks call in. It makes our night because we enjoy giving people insight. It increases our own intuitive ability. And it helps other people. It's a win-win-win. And as I always say in life, one of my corny statements, but it's true, there's a limit to how many cheeseburgers we can eat. But there's no limit to how much we can grow and evolve and learn. I mean, really, think about it.
and it's less fattening.
Definitely less fattening, too, and more healthy for your mind, your body, and your soul. So don't try to eat all the cheeseburgers you can. Try to grow all you can, in other words. Having said that, we're moving to area code 315. Are you with us, 315?
Yes. This is Annette, hon. How are you?
Annette, how are you, girl?
Pretty good. Hi, Dina.
Hi. What's your name? Dina?
What?
What's your name?
Annette.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You've read me before.
Yes. I recognize the energy. So I'm like, I know that. I just don't know the name.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're a medium, right, Dina?
I'm a what?
You're a medium?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you connect to Lorna for me or no?
Lorna?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and Lorna. And what relation is this?
Well, this is going to sound funny, but she came through on a reading last night for somebody else, and I know it was for me. Okay? It's actually my ex-boyfriend's ex-wife, but she's passed on, and she's come through a couple readings now for me.
Yeah, I felt it wasn't a relation to you. That's why I asked what relation it was, because when it's a relation, it usually comes in loud and clear.
Right.
So ex-boyfriend's ex-wife. Ex-boyfriend's ex-wife. Yes, okay.
Right.
All right. Okay. Does she have a child?
Yes, and she calls me all the time.
Yes, because that's what I'm hearing the connection is. I'm hearing the connection is the child. So anyway, she tries to contact you or get messages to you because of the child.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what she did before.
What's that?
That's what she did before.
Yeah. So in other words, she's glad you're in her life and she wants you to stay in her life. Like you're like a mother figure. Yeah. You know, it's a friend / mother figure is what she's saying. And you're going to have some big influence on this child's life, she's telling me. So what she's trying to get to you and say is that she wants you to continue to stay in her life and give her direction because she listens to you. And and you're a positive role model in her life or an influence. And she's very pleased, and she says thank you for that. She also wants you to know that your life is going to get better too. To hang on, it's going to get better. And she's telling me that she says there's a lot in store for you. We can't tell you all of it, but we want you to know that it will get better. And because she feels that you've had some little hopeless points.
Yeah,
you know,
with your ex-husband.
And so she's trying to get through to you to tell you or to let you know or to reassure you that there is better waiting for you and her daughter. So you just have to cross a few bridges, she's saying. Once you cross a few bridges, then that's when things are going to start to lift and change. She said they already have started. We're on the side working for it. As long as you put in the effort, we will continue to put in the effort. So she says in 2 years, a lot of things are going to be different. And,
in 2 years?
It's already starting, but in 2 years, a lot of things are going to be different. And so she wants you to keep that connection. with the daughter, and somehow she's going to have a part in some of this new stuff. I don't know what it is.
The daughter is?
Yeah, like, I don't know, it could be an energy thing, but she's saying that it's kind of connected in a way. So,
mm-hmm.
down the line, not necessarily right away, down the line. So, so that's what she's here to tell you.
Mm-hmm. I knew that she came through this other person last night, and a reader had done a cold reading on just nobody, and all
uh-huh.
of a sudden Lorna came in. And I'm like, oh, my God, I never even heard that name before all this, okay? And she, yeah. So then I couldn't sleep last night because I just knew, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you see me with, do you see Elizabeth and I living together?
Elizabeth and you living together?
Yes. She's in Tennessee, and she's trying like crazy to get me to go be with her, not with her dad. He's in North Carolina. I won't go there anymore. You know what I mean? That's done. But Elizabeth is just hanging on to me, basically.
Well, that's where I'm saying part of the connection is. You know how I said that your life is going to be changing and there's a connection there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is part of the connection. There's going to be some interaction there. And
mm-hmm.
part of the change is part of that. So,
okay.
But it's in a good way. So
okay.
I do feel like that you need to just keep on doing what you're doing, but put the effort into, you know, changing your life and staying in her life and whatever. And it's all going to come to play. This is what she's telling me. It's all going to come to play. So
okay.
But she's also saying that they can't tell you exactly what it is because. You know, if they do that, then a lot of things that you have to do to get there won't happen. You'll
right.
go from A to Z instead of B, C, D. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then
uh-huh.
you'll miss the journey. So,
okay.
but she wants you to know you're headed in the right direction, and they're helping you from the other side, and to stay, you know, to keep doing what you're doing. And she's very proud of that. She's so happy.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, everybody.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dina. Thank you, Gary.
Oh, our
You're
pleasure,
welcome.
Our pleasure, Annette. Thank you.
Okay, hon. Thank you.
God bless you, girl. Just wanted to say to you folks, check on PsychicsGoneWild.com. Check out both Dina and I. And when you go to PsychicsGoneWild.com, be sure and press the contact on the left side. Let us know your contact information. Join us, and you'll be ready for winning some prizes, books, all sorts of things. The studio is acting a little weird right now, which it does from time to time to time. So I'm trying to straighten it out. Well, there it goes. Okay. 813, you've been on the phone for a while, but you have not pressed 1. If you do want a reading, do press 1 and 813. So meanwhile, we're going to the next caller, which is 1111111111. Are you there, 11111?
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia. Thank you for taking my call.
Patricia, how are you, girl?
I'm good. How are you all?
We're doing pretty good. I think both Dean and I make it good because the other options are no fun at all. Am I correct, Dina?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You got to enjoy what you're doing.
Amen.
Yeah.
So how can I help you, Patricia?
Well, I guess I should say Happy New Year to you both. I haven't spoken.
And to you too, and to all you folks.
Yes, yes.
Would you like a general reading? You have specific questions?
I think I'll go for a specific.
Okay.
I feel within myself intuitively that I'm to write about, create a workshop or something. I mean, as a speaker, and to help along the lines of transformational, to help people, but I guess specifically about fear, success, or living, or being your dynamic self. And I really have been, I prayed about this, you know, for like the content, you know, to come through me.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting started with the speaking, but also I need something.
Let me kind of tell you what I feel about this, just what you've been talking about. First of all, I think you do have more ability than you're able to use or to understand. But it's like a lot of things. You have to build it. They will come. When I started teaching myself piano, I had no idea what clubs I'd be playing in 3 years, but I knew if I was prepared, they'd hire me. And part of you is pretty well lining up with your talents, but it's in a way you're don't trust yourself as much as you should. It's like if you really want to succeed, don't be afraid of success. And even though it's like you think that and so forth, but you believe it wholeheartedly. You're at a point right now where you can really change your own reference point. And when you change your own reference point and you learn how much power that is, then you can put it into play because it's real. It's not something you read a book about. I mean, you can read a book about, you know, courage, but when you're underwater and saving five people and you swim to the surface, that's real courage. So what I feel like for you is you've got a lot of potential. You've made up your mind about some decisions. In a way, you're kind of impatient, but that's understandable. But I think it's more turning this impatience into almost like slowly redefining yourself. Or maybe not slowly, but redefining yourself. So you're really ready to win as much as you want to, more than you're allowing yourself to believe you can right now. Does that make sense to you, dear?
I think so. I've got, you know, I've got several things going. I'm a new songwriter, just learning to write songs. I just bought me an acoustic guitar.
Oh, good. I've been doing that my whole life. It's a good thing to learn. Music's good to learn. Get on YouTube. You can learn all sorts of stuff. They didn't have that when I was a kid, but you can learn to play guitar, fix a car, whatever. And I think part of your creativity, I think part of the thing with music is helping you get creativity in other areas. So you are at a fresh start. Don't be afraid of really opening your mind to the possibilities. I mean, there's a difference in kind of opening up, and there's a difference in really opening up. And also, one other point, I think we all kind of do this. Sometimes we pray too hard instead of meditate and let it happen. You see what I'm saying? Don't you agree with that, Dina?
Yeah, this is what I heard while you were doing the reading, is that you're in your head too much. And you're in your head too much, and therefore it's almost like if you want it too much like that, it's not going to happen. It's not going to come to you. You just, like Gary said, have to just relax, let it happen, and, you know, keep the positive thoughts, keep the good thoughts, and the and do some manifesting, but then release it, let it go. Just let it go. And ask when you're, you know, when you're having these positive thoughts, ask that, can they send you, you know, what you need, the answers or the next step or whatever it is. But the key is to release it, let it go. And it will come when it's supposed to come. And it will come a lot easier, and you'll hear it louder if you do it that way. Because I feel like you're keeping all blocked up. I feel like you're all blocked up from it. You're just too much in your head. And anxiousness is what I'm feeling. So that's the piece. If you let it go and just relax a little, then it will all gel. It will all come into play. You're on the right track, and you have a lot of creative ability, but it's being blocked up right now from that. So just do that, and it will come to you. I feel like you'll have your answers.
Okay. Now I just have to figure out how to earn a living, earning some money to support myself.
Well, put that into the fire at the same time.
Yeah.
That's the hard one with the creative ones.
The reason I say that, Patricia, and I really have, I'm 67, and I graduated as an electrical engineer, but my whole life was as a professional musician, if you want to call it that. I mean, I played bass, I played piano, I was all over the board. And I was never booked up more than 2 months of my life, or 3 months, ever. And so I know, folks, about, you know, making your dreams come to you. You got to have faith. If you put faith in, it won't let you down. It may not happen exactly on Tuesday like you wanted it to, but it will work. So have faith. We're going to do as many readings as we can get in the remaining 14 minutes. And this is 717. Are you with us? 717?
Yeah, good evening. How are you, Gary? Hi, Kate. It's Kareem.
Hi, Kareem.
Kareem, why don't you and Dina exchange some great magic?
All right. So, long time no hear.
Definitely.
What's going on?
I need to call you for a personal, obviously.
Yeah.
Why don't you give everybody a shout out real quick as far as what your current stuff is, you know, as far as getting a hold of you?
About getting a hold of me? Yeah, you can get a hold of me at 207-752-1399. Or at essenceot@aol.com. That's essenceot@aol.com. And I have a website, Dina Flanagan, psychicmedium.com. And on Psychic Gone Wild, you can find me all those places. And you can Google me on the internet. I'm all over the internet. Yeah.
Wonderful. Anyway, I just wanted to give you an extra chance to plug yourself. But yeah, I wanted to see if Spirit's telling me anything, because I'm in dire straits and feels like I'm repeating a lesson or something here with finances again.
Yeah. I still feel the struggle around you. I feel like that if things aren't moving as fast as you want them to or where you want them to, I feel like you're still in that holding pattern. And it's just something I'm feeling that you need to do to release this holding pattern. And I can work with you on that, but clear some of it. But it's like you've been here for a while, and it feels like you're going nowhere, you're getting nowhere, and and like it's kind of hopeless, you know. But it's not. I feel like once you remove some of these blockages, then things will start to move for you. Not necessarily like zoom, zoom, but it will start to come out. Things will start to come to you that you've been wanting, that you've been needing. And as far as the finances, that's what will get better when these things come to you. That's what will get better. And can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I hear a humming or a buzzing. Anyway.
There is sort of a hum on
better?
That phone. Yes.
Is that better?
Good. Okay, yes.
It was probably the headset. So sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I also feel like you're not in the right place. You know, you're not in the right place, meaning geographically, physically, whatever.
Right.
Geographically. I feel like you're not in the right place, so that has something to do with it, too. But I do feel like a lot of that is going to change for you. You've been working hard at it. You've had a really rough few years. And so all this hard work will come to pay off. You'll come to have your rewards with it. It just hasn't been the right time. But it is time to remove some of those blockages so that it can move onto that path quicker. But all this is for a reason. You know, you can't quite see it yet, but it is for a reason that it will come to light at some point. I feel like as far as finances, you're kind of at a crucial stage.
Yes, very
you know,
much so.
And that kind of like the last call, that anxiety and that tightness is stopping it, the flow from coming in. It's stopping the answers from coming in. And so this is what you need to let go of. And it's going to come. It's at a tough spot, and it might get a little tougher, but you'll come up above it. You will come up above it. But it will be just unfortunately, it's not going to be like tomorrow, you know?
Yeah,
so,
we need it tomorrow.
I know. You need it yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but I feel like that it's something will give for you. Something will give, and it's going to get better.
Good. Well, I hope it's soon. I pray.
Yeah, Gary. Gary, what are you getting for her?
Well, I'm just looking at some cards. Yeah, I feel like you have to believe in yourself more and be not afraid to take a risk. And that means, I keep getting more believing in yourself. Three or four times here, these sevens are coming up, which talk about your own intuitive ability, your own risk ability, your own trusting spirit, and that sort of thing. And at the two ends of this deck, which I kind of look at sometimes, it's showing that you have there's not that much you have to shift and change, but what you do have to shift is important. Does that make sense to you? There's a couple big things that you have to change blockage-wise, and then it really opens up a lot of the next several years of your life because you're moving out of some almost like obstacle-creating mode. And I don't mean it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do bring to ourselves much more than we realize, good, bad, and ugly. And there are no accidents. There are no coincidences. Everything is a cause and effect. And just because we see the effect doesn't mean we see the cause. You know, so trust yourself more. Believe in yourself more. And like I said, there's no limit to how much you can learn to love and trust your intuition. Use that. Constantly use that. Constantly refresh yourself and make life easier. Not so worried. Make it blessed. Meditate. Be in love at every moment. It'll turn it around. It'll make miracles happen. It really will. Does that help you, my dear?
Yeah. I've been working on that. It just, I guess, takes time to change old patterns, I guess you could
it
say.
It does take time.
It
to
does
change.
For everybody.
Yeah, that's
right.
Part of the stuff is the old patterns that both Gary and I see. It's just old patterns. We got to move them out. We got to shift them.
And it's kind of like music. You can, when you hit a bad note, learn it. That's a bad note. Don't hit that one again. You can keep that bad habit forever, but you'll be a crappy piano player. So if you want to, every time you find yourself hitting a bad note, change that, and you'll start to make beautiful melodies for yourself. Does that make sense, girl?
Well, it definitely does.
Well, God bless you. Have a good evening. Welcome to
2015. Thank you, Gina. Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome.
Too,
give me a jingle and we'll do something. We'll work
sounds
on something.
Sounds great. Thank you, Gina.
All right.
Now we're going to move to 813. 813, you've been with us for a while. Glad you pressed one. Let me get you online here. Can you hear me, 813?
Yeah. Hi, Gary. Hi, Gina. It's Kathy. How are you?
Kathy, hi. How are you, dear?
Hanging in there.
That's what's good. My Danish girlfriend used to comment, said, all you Americans say, how are you? And you never answer. I thought that was kind of funny.
No,
Kathy, what can
Maine,
I help
you? If you're from Maine, it's good in you.
Really?
Good in you. Yeah.
How can I help you, my dear, Kathy?
Dina, you did a reading for me a couple weeks ago. I was going to say, and it's like trouble in paradise again, and I was wondering if you think if anything is going to get better or status quo.
Okay, kind of refresh me or what about what?
My boyfriend and I were supposed to move up to Michigan, and he's been like this way and that way about it, and he's disabled, and he's got issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said he acts out of fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah. Anyway, I feel like there's a delay in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what it is, a delay. So, it's a delay for several reasons, and that's okay because sometimes you know we can be on a path. But it's not always in our time frame, you know.
Right.
And so you know we can see an end or whatever where we're going, but we want it now, and it isn't always now. So so it's, I feel like it's the big word they're showing me is delay. So this is a delay, and I don't feel like it's going to be delayed as long as you think it might be. It might be another 6 months or something, but it's not going to be like forever. So that's what I'm feeling around the situation right now. As you know, we all have free will and it can change again. As far as I can see in the energy right now, they're saying delay, so still keep the hope.
I've kept the faith for almost 5 years now. Another 6 months isn't going to kill me.
Yeah, that's true. And I feel like that he's going through some more stuff again, or you know, and I feel like that he's still processing.
Right.
And so you can't push him before he's done processing, because it wouldn't be right, or it wouldn't work, or that's what I mean by it's not the right time sometimes.
Right, otherwise,
you know,
it's one step forward and two steps back.
Exactly, and that's what you don't want. You don't want that, so you're better off to sit right where you are than to go through that. So actually you can count it as a blessing rather than frustration. You know, that's how I would look at that right now.
Okay, great. That makes me feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. And in the meantime, you know, do what you got to do for you. Get out there and enjoy life. Then, you know,
definitely
enjoy life. Yeah. Don't stop life for this. You know, do what you got to do.
Nope. That's my plan.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Gary, do you see anything?
To be honest with you, I was fumbling with something here in the studio. I didn't hear y'all's conversation at all. So. But
that's
Kathy,
all right. I gave her the answer.
I know. Well, I hope that helps you, Kathy.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much. You both have a blessed evening.
God bless you.
You're welcome. You too. Mm-hmm.
We've only got a couple minutes left. I'm going to do a quickie for 352. And at first, I wanted to say, Dina, what a pleasure it is to work with you, my dear. Been too long.
Yes.
Love to work with you.
Yeah, I know. It has been too long. Last time we worked together, it was awesome.
I think we'll work together most this month, I think. So you folks be sure and check back. Dina and I will be on all month. 352, are you with us?
Oh, yes, I'm here. It's Andrea. I was just listening because I couldn't get in the chat room.
Okay.
I'm just listening.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're just listening, keep listening. I'm going to let Dina say goodnight. I'm going to say goodnight, and we're going to be out of here and back next week. So, thank you for listening, my dear. Thanks all you folks for listening, because if we didn't have you folks listening, we'd be talking to air and space, wouldn't we, Dina?
Yeah, that's no fun.
That's no fun. Do that enough in my own head.
Although air and space talks to us.
Amen. Amen. Dina, once again, tell people how to get a hold of you, what you do. Okay?
All right. I do medium readings. That's talking to a past on loved one. I do psychic readings, so I can do your past, present, future. I do tarot cards. I do healing work, so I can clear blockages from you. And you can get a hold of me at 207-752-1399 or at essenceot@aol.com. That's essenceot@aol.com or at www.dinaflanaganpsychicmedium.com or on Psychic Gone Wild. Gary.
All right. Yes, you can check us both out on Psychics Gone Wild. You can also check me out. The quickest way to do it is either Google Gary Wimmer, W-I-M-M-E-R, or go to GaryWimmer.com/psychic, or Google Lithomancy, 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 or Lithomancy.com, and you'll find me. You can check out my books, A Second in Eternity, and Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones, which actually shows people how to learn to read stones. Glad to have you folks with us. Please tune in next week. Let your friends know. We think we got to most of the people in tonight. If we didn't get with you, be sure and check back with us next week. Looking forward to next week with you, Dina.
Yes, me too. I can't wait. Maybe next week you could peek into my life.
All right. We'll do that, girl.
I'm like, this is my idol, and he's never even cast stones for me.
Well, I will do it. I will do it, my dear. My pleasure.
Excellent.
You folks, have a good evening. We'll see you next week. We're going to go out with about 20 seconds of a song called Chardonnay, and I ain't sure what it is. See you next week, folks. God bless. Thanks.
Good night.